This is Chris Gardner of KCOH, 1430 AM, as well as the Houston Roundball Review, with my weekly chat with Oklahoma's head basketball coach, Terry Cole. As we always do, Coach, we recap the previous games from last week. He had two games last week, and the first one, you kind of thought it might be a little difficult. Had a road game at Missouri. You guys won by 7, so talk about that game.
Well, we played very uninspired. We were flat, and it was an environment that is a little bit unusual for us. There were probably less than 1,000 people there. No, probably about it. There were less than 1,000 people there, and we're accustomed to playing in front of 10,000 people, and that's not an excuse. It's absolutely not an excuse for a team to play flat. There's a certain way that we should play every time we take the floor, regardless of the atmosphere, regardless of the opponent, regardless of the situation, and that's something our young guys have not done a great job with. And the good thing is, Chris, we were able to survive and win. We made the plays down the stretch that we needed to make, but we didn't finish around the basket. Post did quite well, actually, but we just didn't. Guards missed a lot of layups, 5-foot jumpers, putbacks. We threw it away, tried to force it to the post a lot, just did some very uncharacteristic things. Yet, all that being said, last 4 minutes of the game, made the plays we needed to make, and were able to hit free throws and get a key steal down the stretch and close it out and win against a Missouri team that played very well.
And then after that, you returned to Norman and played Colorado, and you won by 16, but from what I read about the game, the final score doesn't really indicate how close the game was.
Well, Colorado battled. They really did, and we had a few key slips in the first half where we gave up open looks to the three-point shooters, and they made us pay for it. Then they had a couple of guys off the bench. A substitute post player came in and hit a three, and those threes changed the complexion of the game in a heartbeat. We handled the ball well. We executed well. We made great decisions in the half court and had some beautiful transition plays that just didn't quite materialize, that missed a layup or what was a beautifully orchestrated break ended up going off somebody's hands out of bounds. Just really, really close on quality, maybe, of possession and maybe even a little wow power in a couple of those transition attempts. So I was really pleased with what we did offensively. The only part of the game that I was really concerned about afterward was our rebounding. We didn't do a great job of blocking out. We out-rebounded Colorado by 1, and that's, to us, that feels like we were out-rebounded. Our guards didn't do a great job of keeping their guards from coming in and getting a touch, and our posts were a little too quick to rebound without blocking out first, and that's a concern heading into tonight's game against Texas A&M, because crashing the offensive glass is one of the things they do better than anybody in the country.
And as you touched on right there, you guys play the Aggies tonight, and they swept you guys last year. Going to beat you twice in regular season. So if tonight's game, any because of that, what happened last year, any extra motivation?
I don't think so. I don't get the sense from our guys that that plays into it much. I mean, that's been the question posed to them by every reporter, and I just don't get a sense. They kind of, you know, answer it like, well, yeah, they did beat us twice, but this is a different year, this is a new year. And I think more than anything, we understand the urgent situation that we're in terms of the conference race and securing a spot in the NCAA tournament that will give us a decent chance at surviving and advancing deep into March. We got to win every game at home. We have to win every game, and we've got to try to steal one or two on the road here at the end. So I think it's the magnitude of the conference race that's more prominently in their minds.
And, you know, tonight's game is important for a lot of different reasons, but also it's OU's back-to-place pink night. It's part of Think Pink Week. So just touch on what you, you know, got the Oklahoma's done for tonight's game.
Right. Well, this is our marquee game for Pack to Place Pink, the WBCA's initiative to raise awareness for the fight against breast cancer, and we will have a T-shirt in every seat if 12,000 people show up, and that's what we're anticipating. I think pre-sales at right about 11 right now, so if we have the typical walk-up that we do, we'll have 12,000 here. Everybody will have a pink T-shirt. We have online auction items, 12 autographed pink T-shirts that our players will wear in warm-up. coaching staff has Nike commemorative Think Pink shoes. I have pink stilettos. All those will be available on the website for auction. The funds raised there will go directly to the KEIWBCA Cancer Foundation. We're very, very excited about the opportunity to raise awareness and financial funding simultaneously. Both of those initiatives are extremely important. We'll also have a ball, a game ball that is really, really neat. It has a commemorative pink ribbon on it that will be online auction, autographed by the team as well. So a lot of neat things going on. And I have additionally challenged our students on the campus of the University of Oklahoma. I will donate $1 for every ticket that is scanned, not only in this game but in our other two remaining home games. $1 ahead for every one of those tickets will go directly to the KEI Breast Cancer Fund.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't OU, or you know, I guess you, more specifically, one of the first people to have the idea of the Think Pink?
Actually, we were one of the originals. Sort of took it as a spinoff of the Whiteout and had our game planned last year already prior to the initiative that sort of developed as a groundswell within the WBCA. This year, the WBCA obviously got in front of all that and helped schools organize, and as a result, over 900 institutions participated. That's collegiate institutions. I know here in the state of Oklahoma, we had over 90 that I'm aware of that participated. High schools wearing pink shoelaces, having events on campus so that hopefully our youth can start to understand that they can make an impact, they can make a difference in the world by doing the thing they love if they so choose to channel it that way.
And just talk about, I guess, keys to victory tonight over A&M.
Value the basketball, keep them off the offensive glass. If we do those two things well, we ought to be in great shape. Now, they got a bunch of good players, and we've got to work like crazy to limit Takiyah Stark's touches on offense. We've got to keep Danielle Gant in control. She can't have 20 or 25. But the keys fundamentally to this game, personnel aside, is rebounding and valuing the basketball.
And I assume you already got your stilettos all picked out and everything.
Oh, yes, the stilettos are up and ready, and I'm going to hate to part with them, but it's for a fantastic cause, so I'll enjoy all 40 minutes of them tonight.
Well, I'll be sure to check out the video because I had to see you in those shoes. So, okay, Coach, so good luck tonight, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.